Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We'll see the day and bring us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Judith Glazer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of 42 Rules for Creating We, author of the groundbreaking, very important book, Conversational Intelligence. This is just one of her many great books. The founder of a great organization, Benchmark Communication, creating we institute, creatingwe.com, is that it?
Yep, creatingwe.com.
All right. So we're talking about conversational intelligence, folks, which is more than words, right? Right, Judy?
Yes, it's so much more than words. Words are what we think we're using to connect and to inform and to get to know each other, which is true. But so much more is going on inside that enables us to either, based on a conversation, either to grow to beyond our wildest imaginations or to get stuck in different places. And when the brain is stuck, then it locks us down from actually receiving other people in a healthy way.
And so much, one of the reasons why I think your work is more important now than ever before, Judy, is because so much of my career was conducted face-to-face. Right. Until the last 10, 15 years, most of my career was conducted face to face. And so I was able to see body language. I was able to feel energy one way, good energy or bad energy from the other person. I was able to tell that, see what was going on. But now we're so virtual in so many areas. We're missing a lot of this, aren't we?
We are. We definitely are. However, we're going to have to get used to it because that is what's going
That's
on.
Right.
I mean, you know, that the millennial generation and younger, especially younger now, I mean, my grandkids.
How do we help them with conversational intelligence, the kids, the babies?
What parents tried to do is stop kids from watching TV or stop kids from tweeting and communicating on the computer and playing games. You're not going to stop it. That's just going to get better
right.
for kids. So you can't stop it. That's like causing more resistance. They're going to say, you know, forget it. I'm going to do more. But parents have to spend time with their kids. There's a new book out. A friend of mine authored it, Mike Levine. He was with Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is I'm going to get it for you. It's about reading. It's like, tap, click, and read. And it's all about helping parents use iPads to connect with their kids in the world that the kids are in and to learn the technology, but together experience it, which then brings you back to conversation. Isn't that a cool idea?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tap, click, and read. So,
well, you know, when my grandkids get in the car with me, I make them put their electronics up. Now, I don't try to deny that they use it, but we're driving around, and in my experience, when they put them up, they start talking to me. And lo and behold, guess what? They found out they like my music.
Oh.
Right? And instead of having their music plugged into their ear, they get in my car now saying, Poppy, would you play that album, that song?
Oh.
But now I don't fight them forever. Eventually, they go back to their technology, and I get over it. But for a period of time, I make them talk to me.
Yeah.
And they do. I say I make them. But I don't make them talk to me. I make them shut their technology off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the conversation happens.
Yeah. It's just, we assume when they put technology on and they cut us out that they are excluding us. That's a human instinct to feel excluded. And so the first thing an adult might do is get pissed off and say, why do those kids always do that? How come they're not listening to me? So you're in your head, you're making up a story, and you've now closed the door.
Mm-hmm.
But what you did is you said, hey, you know, let's go back and forth.
Give me part of your time.
Give me part of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what part do you like? And you keep it going. And that's, again, a part of this whole world of conversation.
What do we do with the little ones coming up in the elementary school, let's say? How does conversation intelligence help them?
There's a school, a whole line of schools called Expeditionary Learning, which were started by a couple guys from Harvard. And Ron Berger is one of them. And what I love about, there are 160 schools around the world, people get certified, the schools get certified in creating environments that build character, enable engagement, challenge people's thinking, and make it not be just the teacher has all the answers. Mm-hmm. That kids from the time they're starting in school, in elementary school, have projects. And the projects are things that they want to work on because they have curiosity about learning something. And every kid has their own project. They might get themes, so everybody works on a theme.
But is part of the curriculum face-to-face and interpersonal?
It's all. As much as they can do is face-to-face. Now, yeah. Do they use technology? Yes, but the technology is an enabler for engagement.
Because here's what I tell people, Judy, and I believe this and I'll die believing this. Face-to-face is the original social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's fundamental. Some things, there are many new things we have right now, but there are many things that are fundamental. That cash flow is fundamental, right?
Yep.
Making a profit to stay in business is fundamental. 1 + 1 = 2 is fundamental. Face-to-face is fundamental.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Can I give your listeners a website to take
yes,
a look at?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's on YouTube. It's called Austin's Butterfly, Austin's Butterfly.
Right.
And it's a teacher, Ron Berger, sitting with young kids, and it's all about what engagement can do for kids. There's a 7-year-old little boy who got feedback from his friends in class on how to draw a butterfly. And they show you the 6 butterflies that he draws by interacting with these kids. Now,
Wow. You
will not believe the first butterfly looks like a little 7-year-old, a couple circles and things like that.
Right.
But the last one looks like a photograph.
Austin's Butterfly on YouTube.
Austin's Butterfly.
Hey,
yep.
Judy, you're the best. Come back soon.
Thanks. I will. Love you.
Love you,
okay.
Too. Judy Grazier, ladies and gentlemen. She is the best. It's official. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.